Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, folks. As you can see, I am still rocking from the cell phone. We've got a line cut coming onto the island, so we have plenty of telephone coming in, and we are very limited on what is going out. But I'm excited about it today because it's Monday. You know, we're getting down to those last few days before Christmas, before Hanukkah. It was funny as Jetty this weekend was all excited because we have this tradition. And our tradition is that him and I will go out, and the girls and I go out at a separate time. But we go out, and we get big glasses of hot chocolate, and we run around to the different shops, and we always eat at a Chinese buffet because my boy's into the Oriental. I mean, his mama loves sushi, and he just loves to go in there and get those chicken wings and have a good time. So we are excited about that. And he's saying, Daddy, when are we going? Daddy, when are we going? And this is when I wind down my schedule. You know, and we get down to the last 2 weeks, and as most people that have been around us or on our team know, I do very little work the last 2 weeks of the year except self-reflection, blog posting, and stuff like that because I want to hone in on where we're going the next year. But in doing that and looking at the sixth question that we're on today, it's the people question, and I thought, man, how many people are around me this year that weren't there last year? What are the people that are going with me on this passion, this crusade, this dream? And that's what we all have to look at. We have to look at who are we taking with us. And no matter what our dream is, no matter how small or how large it might seem, whether it's a dream where, like Paige, you're an author and a lot of what you do is done personally, or whether you're somebody in network marketing or on the internet like I am, where you've got a lot of people around you, it takes a team. You know, Paige would not be able to write a book if she didn't have copy editors and content editors and critique partners and other authors that they will co-write books with sometimes. I mean, this is what it's about. You have to have a team. And if you're out there trying to do this, as Sean likes to say, as a Lone Ranger, it's not going to work. You cannot do everything on your own. We've learned that over and over and over. There's got to be some help. You've got to put it together. You've got to realize, who are the people that I want to take with me? Who are the strong ones that are going to go with me? And I think this is some things that we have to realize, because a lot of times people don't focus on why they need a team. The ego gets in the way. Or worse yet, we come from corporate America where it's dog eat dog. You know, the only way you can get promoted is if somebody gets fired, somebody quits, somebody else gets promoted, somebody dies. You know, so we kind of protect ourselves. We don't want a team. We don't want a lot of people hanging around us. That won't work. It's just a fallacy. So what you've got to look at is, and here's some things you can write down. You don't have to. This isn't near important as some stuff I'm going to share in a minute. But, you know, you got to understand that my team makes me look better than I truly am. You know, I don't know how many times that I've screwed the website up, and if it wasn't for our tech team taking care of the website, I'd be a goof. You know, and they come in real quick and they fix things. You know, my team multiplies my value to others. There's no doubt about that. When you look at MLMHelpDesk.com, it's not the post that I do that's really the added value. Those are just the catalysts that start the conversations. When you go into the blog and you start reading the comments, that's where the true value is. That's where you see what people are doing and they understand what a community is about. My team enables me to do what I do best, and that is so true. I've got a good pastor friend of mine down here in Destin, and his church is about 1,000, 2,000 people. I don't know how big it is. I know their auditorium seats about 1,500. And one of the things that he does is he has an administrative pastor that takes care of all the business stuff. You know, he has a secretary. He's got Sunday school teachers. He's got a ground maintenance crew. He doesn't do all that stuff. He focuses in on what God called him to do, and that was to preach to other people. You know, my team gives me more time. You know, my current pastor, Mr. Eric Parton, it's beautiful. He was out last week mentoring other people around the country who are launching some churches. He could do that because he's got a team that allows him the time and freedom to be able to do that. My team provides me with companionship. That's so true. Most of the time, your team, that's going to be your tight people. You know, in the Marine Corps, we call them squads, and your squad are the men and women that you had with you that would protect your butt at all costs, and vice versa. I mean, it was a win-win deal. That's how your team should be. It should be focused that way. My team helps me fulfill the desires of my heart. Oh, that's so true. But the way they do that is because you're helping them fulfill theirs. And when your focus is on fulfilling their desires, then your vision, your desires come true. My team compounds my vision and effort. They spread the word. That's the good thing. My team empowers me to realize my dream. See, when you've got others out there working with you, that's where the excitement comes in. That's when you get excited about where you're going. So who should be on your team? Now, these are the big questions we're going to get into. Who should truly be on your team? And I want us to use the word dream team. I want you to write this down the side of your paper, you know, and just write the word dream and then write the word team. Give you a couple of spaces in between. I'm going to give you some stuff there. The D in dream stands for dare to focus on your significance, not simply on your success. There's a difference between being somebody of significance and somebody of success. The R, respond to your ideas with respect, not disgust or contempt. That's the whole concept here. This is what a dream team does. A dream team will respond to your ideas with respect. Now, they may question them. Many, many times I do this. You know, one of my key phrases when I consult with people is the fact that in private, I will debate or argue with you. I may flat say you're wrong. In public, I will be a grounding force in what we're doing, whether I agree or disagree, as long as it's not unethical, immoral, improper, you know, I'm going to agree. In private is where we discuss. That builds rapport. It builds respect. E, expects the best. A, affirm your talents and ability. This is what your dream team does. Remember this. M, maximize learning and growth opportunities to improve the dream and the dreamer. A dream team is going to help you grow as a person. You know, most of my career, I have made sure that I'm the number two person. Because what I desire the most and what my calling is on this earth is to help other people succeed. When I go into a company, my whole focus is how can I turn it around and how can I help that person that had the dream to launch it become the success that they desired. Everybody's got a different calling. Let's move to the word team. The T stands for take time to give honest feedback. Remember, this is what I said. In public, you support. In private, you can debate. That's the way it works. The E, encourage you to unconditionally and non-judgmentally to help you preserve. Okay, persevere, excuse me. That's the key here. You want people that are going to unconditionally and non-judgmentally love you. You know, my last partner who I was helping him build his business, we built that thing huge. And in private, I would debate him and I'd tell him, I don't think you did what you were supposed to do. I don't like that call. I think, you know, whatever the case was. I was the only one that did that. He had some other people around him that were yes, ma'am, and yes, sir people. Didn't work. You'd ask me a question, I'd give you honest feedback. That's just the way it was. I expected the best from him, and when he fell short, I'd tell him that. We went dead, and I produced some commercials with him, and you know, all the people on the stage were saying, oh, you're so great, you're so great. And I went up to him and looked at him and said, you're off your mark. You need to go to lunch. He came back, and he nailed it. That's the way it is. You have to be honest. That's what a team does. The A, accepts only excellence since mediocrity kills the dream. That is so true right there. You cannot let the standard of excellence down when you're part of the dream team. And the M, make the most of your mistakes and failures. They understand that it's not always going to be peaches and cream. You're going to make mistakes and you got to fix them. You learn from them and you move forward. Folks, if you just keep those two words and what we just said there, that's going to help you figure out the people that you want around you on your team. My dream team is going to include people who inspire me. You know, I've got people that I try to get as close to my mentors as I can. John Maxwell, one of the greatest mentors I've had, always from a distance until the last 10 years where I've had the opportunity to go to Catalyst and each year get closer and closer to him. Each year listen and learn from the nuggets, both on stage and off stage. I'm friends with his family, you know, and I get to see him through them. I mean, that helps. Andy Stanley's another one of my mentors. You know, I can glean from him. I can glean from his team. Reggie, I could go list goes on and on, okay, on the people that I try to gravitate to and get around. I've had the opportunity to sit and be mentored underneath Franklin Graham as I listen to him talk. Dave Ramsey. I mean, these are guys and gals in my life, you know, that I think are powerful. Donnie Samanchi, who we have on the radio show all the time, this gal has become the John Maxwell for the female version. I mean, she is so great at what she does, her speaking and everything. And I can get a hold of her when I need to and talk to her. You know, Margaret Feinstein is another one. I mean, the list could go on, guys. You got to get around the people that are going to help you take it to the next level. If you don't, then your dream team isn't going to work. So get around people that inspire you. Put them on the list of your team. They may be distance team members, but that's what you need. My dream team includes people who are honest with me. You know, one of the things I hate is somebody that agrees with me all the time. And I sure don't do that with my team members. It doesn't matter who it is. If I don't agree with you, I tell you. and it can be the CEO of a company. I don't know how many times I've had contracts with companies and we're in meetings and everybody's agreeing with them because they're afraid their paycheck could be cut. And I'm sitting there saying, that's the dumbest thing we could do. And you got to be open and honest, folks. You know that old saying, the golden rule out of the Bible? That is precedent here. You got to do unto others as you want them to do to you. If you're just a yes, sir, no, sir type person, I tell you, that's what you're going to get on your team, and you're going to fail. You will not win that way. It takes humility. Stephen Covey says this. It takes humility to seek feedback. It takes wisdom to understand it, analyze it, and appreciate, then act on it. See, that's why you want people around you that just aren't yes, sir, no, sir people. My dream team includes people whose skills complement mine. You know, Paige and I have a blast doing this. She writes books, and I read through them. As soon as she's done writing it, it comes to me first. I go through it with a fine-tooth comb, find things. Then she goes back, fixes it, and sends it to her critique partners. They go through it. Then she sends it in for copy edit or content edit. Then she sends it in for copy edit. Then it goes to print. You put a team around you that complements you in what you're doing. That's the key to putting a dream team together. To recruit the team, you've got to transfer the vision. Now, this is the major part for the day show. If you've got a dream team you're putting together, I don't care if you're in the middle of a beta test. I don't care if you're in the middle of a pre-launch of an MLM company. I don't care if you're just now creating your MLM company on paper. You have to be able to transfer the vision to the team members. And here's what you can do. Number one, transfer the team logically. See, people have to understand the dream from a logical standpoint. They're going to buy in and promote it based on emotion. But when you're promoting a dream, when you're promoting the passion, when you're promoting the vision, your purpose, whatever it's called, people have to buy in logically. I'll use a prime example. I was going to use a prime example. I don't know where it's at right now. I have this cell phone that came into me over the weekend. And I got two of them. I'll show you one of them right here. I got this little bitty one that you can see over here if you're on the radio show. It's a little bitty Telcom thing. It's a VoIP cell phone. I got another one that's right here that's called the, what is it? This is one of those fancy phones from Google. Both of them come from companies who have asked for logical feedback. They said, Troy, will you be part of our team, our dream team? Will you be a tester for our company? Well, you put together some blog reports on what you have found with our services. It's like, sure, I don't have a problem doing that at all. You know, we're going to work through that. That's part of being part of somebody else's dream team. They want honest feedback. But what they've done is so that I can logically understand things, they've sent me a lot of technical equipment in here so that I can get my hands on it. It's kind of hard to tell people something when they can't touch it. That's why sometimes services in network marketing are harder to sell than a valid product that you can put in somebody's hands. So you got to be able to transfer the team logically. What people don't believe, they won't buy into it. If they cannot grasp it in their brain and in their heart, they shouldn't be part of your dream team. I'm going to tell you that right now. You've got to demonstrate that you understand the situation as least as well as they do. So you got to listen to what they're saying. You've got to ask for feedback when they give it to you. Then you can say, yes, that's right, or no, that's not right. And you can take it from there. It's very frustrating when a person's trying to buy into the team, but the team leader, the person that's the creator, has not sold the dream. I've talked about my past company, ProStep, that I ran. You know, when I came on board there, that was part of the reason that company was not growing as well as it could. Is because they had not sold the dream inside the company. They hadn't explained what the purpose was, what the company was about. So people just saw them a lead company. They didn't understand that they were a training and a support company to the network marketing arena. Once they got that, the rest was history. Number two, transfer the team emotionally. First you explain it to them logically. Now you get them to buy into it. There's nobody that listens to my shows that wouldn't tell you, Troy will fight tooth and nail for social justice. He hates seeing children and women and men in the human trafficking trade, period. Whether it's for workshops, sweatshops, or sex trade. I just hate that, and I'll do anything to stop it. You know, I've bought into it from the logical standpoint. I saw the stats. But then I bought in emotionally because I saw the pain. I've talked to people that come out of that. I've got stories up on our blogs where we actually share what happens to teenage boys and girls. young men and women, kids, adolescents. It's sad. We bought into that. You have to have it. You have to show them that the dream is passionate, that it's bigger than you are. It's bigger than they are. People will buy into something that's larger than they will. They'll be willing to help other people far faster than they will help themselves. We've seen this over and over and over. It's beautiful when you see it. Third thing, you've got to transfer the team dream visually. If you want a dream team, you've got to be able to put it together. After you've helped people understand the dream logically and they can connect with it emotionally, the final step is transferring the dream to make it real to them visually. Listen, folks, what I'm talking about here isn't just for the vision on your team, as a matter of fact. This is the way you should create your presentations for any person, any group, anything that you're working with. If you're out there in sales of any kind, if you're in marketing, if you're a network marketer, it doesn't matter what you are. This is how your presentation should be crafted and created. When you craft a presentation this way, what happens is you actually are connecting with the person long before you ask them for the sale. You ask them for the clothes. You ask them for the money. This is what it takes to take it to that next level. This is why some people are not only just able to build, they're able to grow in such a huge way, it's pathetic. You look around and you think, man, their life is great. Now, they have trials and tribulations just like everybody else. But the reason they do so well is because they know how to transfer the vision in a logically, emotional, and visionary way. It hits all those senses inside of a person, and that's the exciting part. You've got to become a dream caster. Now, this is one that I've always enjoyed because when you study great leaders, especially great communicators, those that are oracles, like one of my heroes, Ronald Reagan, who I had the opportunity of serving under as the President of the United States, when you look at how they could pass that dream on, when you look at guys like Winston Churchill, another mentor, he wrote a great series of books, History of the English Speaking Language. Everybody should get it. If you get the abridged version, great. If you can afford the leather-bound full edition, it's a great edition for anybody's library. And on a cold, blistery night, or blizzardy night, rather, in the winter, it's a great. Just pick any of the books. They're phenomenal. It's something that is one of my dreams of owning someday. I want the whole series. But when you look at these guys, all of a sudden you realize, man, these guys know how to cast the dream. You know, these guys know how to make history because people buy into it. Tear down this wall. You know, we will have victory. I mean, you know, it's beautiful. Nothing, what was it, one of Roosevelt's guys that I'm going to paraphrase and probably screw this up, but he said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. You know, when you look at this, you think, wow, man, I want to talk like that. I want to be able to get that kind of charisma. That's what it takes. You know, sometimes I'll watch these guys on late night TV that are those televangelists, and I find it humorous because what they're doing is trying to cast a dream, but they try to cast a dream to hurting people that are so down on their luck that it's like a lottery buy, and they figure, hey, if this is a quote-unquote a man of God, I'll send him my money, and maybe by doing that something miraculous will happen. It's kind of like people that don't understand the law of attraction, so they just sit there and they think it, and they think it, and they think it, and they don't go out and act on it. You know, you got to get here. You got to buy into the vision, but you got to buy in logically and emotionally and visionally, and then you got to get out here and you got to do something with it. So when a leader casts the dream, that's why people buy into it. Orrin Woodward, I'm reading two of his brand new books. He sent in for me to do some book reviews on it. This, I can see why his team just constantly is growing because he has such words of wisdom. Chris Brady's got such humor, and the two of them together, it blows my mind what they're able to do. Guys, this is what it's about. It takes a team to realize the dream. Your dream is going to be too small if it's just you out there. If your only dream is you want to mow the grass, I think you're missing whatever God has for you in this life. You need to really focus in on why you're here. The size of your dream will determine the size of the people who will be attracted to it. You know, I'll be honest. In January of this year, one of my goals was to get MLMHelpDesk.com up in the 100,000 range of all websites. And we thought, well, you know, that should be simple enough to do if we just, you know, write some good articles. So for 3 or 4 months, we wrote some articles. got a little traffic. We went from 9 million up to about 300,000 or 400,000, and we just stuck there. But then all of a sudden, I wrote a couple of articles that people started commenting on. And the more that people commented, the more value other people saw to the blog. And the next thing you know, we're one of the top 50 blogs in the world for MLM. We're ranked in the top 500 of most influential websites out there. You know, all of a sudden our ranking is in the world is like in the five digits. We're like fluctuate from 75,000 to 87,000, and in the U.S. alone we're at like 13 or 14,000. It's because of the people that was there. It's finally we cast a dream that people could buy into. Distributors all of a sudden realized they had a platform where they would not be censored, and they could say what they wanted to say, when they wanted to say it, the way they wanted to say it. And we've had companies now that have had to step up to the plate and clean their act up because of this. You know, that's when you know you're pumping value to people where they need it, folks. That's what you have to do. So you need to answer some questions as we start to draw to a close. I think this is important. The process of recruiting a team to help you accomplish your dream is never ending. You're constantly doing this. It's no different than the military or anything else. Even those of us who have already worked hard, we've already built an organization, if we stop, the organization's going to die. You're either growing or you're dying. There's no plateau here. There are some times when you can retire. If you're in network marketing, there's times when you can sell your business and get on down the road. But to think that you can't keep attracting people isn't going to work. Okay, you need to ask yourself, who is currently on my team? And you need to make a list of these people. You know, include your colleagues, your mentors, inner circles, your wife, your children, your spouse, whoever's involved here. Put all this down. Key employees, significant others, long-distance mentor. I mean, whoever you can think of, put it on your. And here's what you're going to do. You're going to break these people down into four categories. First category, and write this down. First category, people who inspire me. That's going to be your first category. Number two, people who tell me the truth. I've got one of my team members that constantly is in contact with me, and over the weekend he asked me a few questions, and I just flat said, you know what, you're going down the wrong path, and what you're trying to do is nothing more than spinning your wheels and wasting time, just the way I saw it. I was honest with him. So you want to be honest with people, and you want to have people honest with you. Number three, people whose skills complement mine. You want people who can complement your skills. And the fourth list, people who don't fit in any of the other categories. See, we're going to start weeding it out kind of like a cattle as we're getting ready to go to market. Now, I want you to measure their contribution. Okay, this is your second step. First, write them down. Now you've broken them out in a list. Now you're going to measure their contribution. What impact do they have on you? That's the first thing. Is it positive? Is it negative? Put a plus or a minus by each person's name. If they affect you positively, put a plus. If they affect you negatively, put a plus. That's the way it's going to work. Then give the impact value of either a plus 10, minus 10, you know, go on down the list, 0 to 10 to 10 down. By each of the names, because what you're wanting to do is you want to know your score. If somebody is from 6 to 10, okay, and right just over in the legend, write this down. If they've got a positive 6 to a positive 10, that's someone who helps you achieve your dream. You want to keep this person on your dream team. If they fall between 0 and plus 5, this is probably someone who, if they don't grow personally, are not going to contribute to your dream, period. You need to analyze their growth and where they're headed. And that's not bad, guys. They could be fun-loving and be around you, but they're just not part of the vision. They're going off somewhere else. Any person that you've put a 0-1 to a 0-10, this is actually somebody that's hindering your progress. This is somebody you need to get off your team as fast as possible. This is the people I call dull, negative, disillusioned crybabies. They're not potential leaders. They're nothing, but until they can change their paradigm and go from the glass is half empty to the glass is half full, they do not need to be on your team, period. Okay, they're doing nothing but hurting you. Over the years, folks, I have not had a lot of core team members. It was funny, on Friday on Aces Radio Live, we had Todd Falcone, one of my mentors. Todd is a recruiting just magnet. He can go out there and and do three-way calls. He can do one-on-one calls. He can do personal stuff, and he'll close people all day long. I'm not that way. I build relationships. I'm not out there to make a close. It's the difference between successful marketers and what we would call a successful salesperson. Salespeople, if you notice, when they're successful, they constantly do things and then they fizzle. They burn out. They die. You'll see big-time real estate agents, and then they disappear. You see, what's some of the other people that you'll see? Oh, big-time lawyers go out there, and they're constantly doing great, closing the jury, and then they burn out. Car dealers, car sales, the list goes on and on. But marketers, on the other hand, people that build relationships, they enjoy helping people. It's not about the close. It's not about the money. It's not about the manipulation. It's not about getting that yes. That's important, but what's more important is how can I help them? If you walk into any team approach, if you walk into any company and your whole focus is how can I help? I want to help. What can I do to help? There's got to be a way to help. That will help you make more sales, change people's lives. Zig Ziglar said this. I'm stealing it from him. Jim Rohn, rest in peace, said this. The more people you help, the more money you make. It's not about the more money you make, the more people you help. It never ever turns out that way. Folks, tomorrow we're going to be focusing in on a new question for you. And we're going through this and we're having fun because we want people to really be able, as they go into 2010, to answer the question, have they put their dream to a test? Tomorrow we're going to start talking about the cost question. Am I willing to pay the price to reach my dreams? You know, it's amazing to me how many people aren't willing to pay the price. How many people don't know what the price is? You know, that's part of it. If you don't know the price, if you don't understand what you need to give up in order to reach it, and I'm not talking about family, I'm not talking about core values, I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about the time wasters in your life. And they could be, you bust your butt all day and then you stop by a bar, tavern on the way home. Some of you even may stop by a gentleman's club, what we used to call the strip joint. Some of you may just go in and watch TV for hours because you want to relax. Some of you go play golf. Some of you play basketball. You work out at the gym. You're buffed. Is that helping you reach your dream is the question. Whatever it is that you're doing, then you need to change. If you're one of the young ladies on the call that spends so much time on the internet, reading what other people's lives are about, watching little video clips at YouTube, is that really helping you build your dream? Focus on where you want to go, and then go where you're focusing. Because if you will change your focus, if you're willing to look inside yourself and say, am I willing to pay the price? Yes, I will pay the price. Whatever, that's going to help you. And that's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. We're going to dig deep into this. Folks, I love doing these calls, not because of what it does for me, but because, well, it does, too. I learn something myself every time I do these. But the comments we're getting back, the emails that are getting in now, people that are writing over on all our social sites saying, man, I grabbed this one piece of nugget. This was great. That's what fills our soul. You know, we don't have a lot of sponsors. In January, we're taking on two new sponsors that I'm excited about, Brian Hunt. And Bobby Schwartz have really liked what we're doing, and they're buying into what we're doing. They're going to sponsor us, and that's exciting. But we've been doing this on our own dime for a long time. And we want to keep it up, and that's what we're going to do. So let your friends know. Talk about it. Share it. Put the links out there. Let people know what they're missing so they can get this free information. It's not, you know, we don't try to recruit people into a company. We're not trying to sell product. We just give out free information because we believe the more that we can give, the more that will come back to us. That's the key. Folks, have an awesome day. Live life like it's an epic adventure. Be back here tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, Radio for Your Mind. I look forward to talking to you soon. Bye now.